Call the court to order. Let the record reflect that all members of court are present. We have an item under emergency management. Karen, you want to take that, or do you want us to just handle it?
Judge, court, thank you guys for coming together this morning. On the agenda we have for under emergency management, consider and approve a resolution extending the disaster declaration issued by Judge Doyle on April 18th, 2016. This is in reference to the April severe weather incident 16-0007, which Judge Doyle made it the initial disaster declaration on April 18th. Under Local Government Code 418, that order is in effect for 7 days, at which point in time we need to have the court's blessing to either terminate the order or continue it. This morning we're asking you to go ahead and continue it for 30 days, I believe, Amy?
Yep.
At which point in time that will continue to leave the Montgomery County under the disaster declaration while we work through the state process and the FEMA process in our attempts to get the federal declaration.
Good. Motion?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Darren, do we, just kind of as a thought, do we know yet how much damage is done? Do we think we're going to exceed the threshold?
We have estimates as of Friday from just our cities. We were at $1.6 million. That's not counting the residential structures, the debris going to be pulled out of those. Early estimates there are anywhere from 200 to 230 homes had greater than 2 feet of water in them. That debris is also included in our total for the PA. I think the number of homes is going to get us to the IA, to the individual assistance from FEMA for our citizens. The PA is what's going to help out the government try and rebuild and get.
And those numbers are countywide, whether it's a city, MUD district, ESD, all of it. Okay.
That's correct. Even all the utility districts. We're talking to the MUDs. We're talking to the railroad. Railroad had quite a bit of damage. TxDOT, as you know, had damage. So all those numbers count.
Railroad even is in on this?
We're trying to get those numbers from them now. We know, I don't know if they had any actually track damage, but we know they had some bridges that were stressed.
They got quite a bit of damage over in Spring Creek.
They did.
The BNSF.
Overall, the BNSF did? Okay. I know UP did along the 40, runs parallel to 45. I wasn't sure about BNSF. Okay.
There was some question about being able to be reimbursed for anything that we're insured for. So if we're insured on like on a building, we can't turn that in. Okay,
that's
correct. I'm getting the big nod back there now. Okay, so if we have insurance, we can't.
That's correct.
Claim.
Right.
But like all the man hours for the
man hours,
high water rescues,
all those
traffic control, all that stuff we can utilize
on the front end. That's correct. All of our straight time. That is a change with FEMA. Is all the straight time and overtime counts on the front end of getting that initial 1.7 threshold.
So the straight time as well, it's not just after 40 hours, it's all hours?
Correct.
Okay. And then in Precinct 3, we had 167 homes that we know have had water damage to them. Most of those are fairly significant.
This morning, we're also meeting with a volunteer group called Team Rubicon. It's a veterans-based organization. We have a 10 o'clock meeting with them. We're going to ask them to help us with through the PDAs, the windshield assessments, and they've agreed, so we're going to hopefully deploy those gentlemen out across the whole southern boundary, basically from 105 South countywide, to get a better grip on exactly how many. The website has helped quite a bit. We've had over 100 entries from the citizens on the website. I know during the May floods of 2015, getting people to report was almost non-existent, so we didn't hit any numbers in May.
Yeah.
We felt like that needed to change, so that was one step that we took, was set that up and get that word out. So
good.
We think it's working a little bit.
Do you have any idea on a timeline when we may have a federal declaration?
I do not, sir. I know that they just he just approved the IAs for four other counties, and we're going to have a conversation with the state this morning to try and get a timeline on ours.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Darren.
Thanks, guys.
Anything else, commissioners?
Make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.